And I'm already to have completed his aus is completed. Putting the aus in the mat and the clip, which holds his ace to lather them to soften up before they are pressed. And I'm always wanting to take out Truma and Mice from the Zayta and give it to the Kohen. The problem is that since I'm always is ignorant about Hilchos Tumah and Tara, the Kohen has to be concerned that the Truma he was given had become Tumah and he would not be allowed to eat it. Now, during the time that Zayta are generally pressed, Chachamim gave special Neman, a special belief, to an Amma Aretz. And Amma Aretz, who said, at the time that the Aretz are generally pressed, that the Truma that is given to the Kohen is tar, is believed. The Chachamim gave him Neman as they trusted him during the time that the owls are pressed. But the Mishnah is talking about in such a case that this Am Aretz is pressing his owls after the times that normal people press their owls. So therefore he no longer has belief. We no longer can trust him as the Truma is given to the Kohen. It has not become Tumah. So what can this Am Aretz do to show the Kohen that the Truma he has taken off from the owls and given to the Kohen has not become Tumah? So the Mishnah tells us when he completes his Zayset, meaning when he's about to put the last olives into the matzah, he should leave over the last box of olives and not yet put those in the matzah. And then he should call the Kohen over and show the Kohen that he is now putting the last box of Zayset into the matzah. As we've had in the previous Mishnayos, that the Zayset are not mekabel tumah until they have heksher, until so liquid falls on them. And even if the Zayton were already put in the matzah and they're sweating in the matzah, so there's some liquid coming out of them, that liquid would not be mafshir them until he completes putting all the olives in the matzah. So therefore, this Amoris wants to show the Kohen that his olives has not yet had heksher, and therefore cannot yet have become tumah. So when he puts the last box of Zayton into the matzah, he shows the Kohen that I'm now completing putting the Zayton in the matzah, and only now are my Zayton susceptible to becoming tumah, since until now he has not yet completed putting the Zayton in the matzah. The liquid that had come out of the Zayton until now would not have been machshir the Zayton. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda Omer Yoylech Es HaMafteach Miyad. Rabbi Huda said, it's not necessary to show the coin that you're putting the last Zayton into the matzah. Instead, when you finish putting all the Zayton in the matzah, you should immediately give the key to the olive press to the coin. So now the coin has access to the olive press, and since only now are the Zayton mukshir, only now can the Zayton become tamei. And you immediately gave the key to the coin, and the coin has access to the olive press, and he can watch over them to make sure they did not become tamei. That is enough to prove to the coin that these olives have not become tamei. As Am Aretz is believed to say that he just now completed putting the Zayton in the matzah, and that we do believe him. Just we wouldn't believe him that after the olives had become mukshir, they did not become tamei. So therefore, after he finishes putting the Zayton in the matzah, he should let the coin know that only now I have completed putting the Zayton in the matzah, and here's the key to the olive press. You can guard the olives and make sure they don't become tamei. So in such a case, when he takes off truma and gives it to the coin, that truma could be eaten by the coin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, may ace la ace. Rabbi Shimon is more lenient than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon said he doesn't have to give the key to the coin immediately. If he gives it within 24 hours, that's good enough. If within 24 hours from the time he completed harvesting all the olives, he gives the key of the olive press to the coin, to the coin, he guards the olives to make sure they do not become tamei. That's good enough, and therefore, the coin, when he's given the truma, he would be allowed to eat it in such a case. Somebody puts olives in a basket so that the olives will soften in that basket and will subsequently be easier to press for the olive oil. Any liquid that comes out of the olives while they're in that basket will be machshir the olives, will cause the olives to be susceptible to be makabel tumah. And since he wants the olives to sweat so that it will soften up in the basket, his nichalei in the oil, he wants that oil to come out, and since he wants that oil to come out, that oil is machshir the olive, will cause the olives to be susceptible to become tumah. Sheyim tainu sheyim lachem beishamei oimrim mukhsharim ubeisilo oimrim ena mukhshar. But if he puts the olives in the basket, not so that they will soften up so that they'll be easier to press, as he doesn't plan on pressing the olives, instead he wants them to soften up because he plans on salting the olives and eating the olives. And the softer the olives are, the easier it is to get them to absorb the salt. So therefore he puts them in the basket to soften up before he salts them. Beishamei says any liquid that comes down in that basket will be machshir the olives. According to Beishamei, he wants the olives to become liquidy, as when the owls soften up, they also become more liquidy. So since he wants them to soften up, he also wants the liquid to come out of them. So therefore, his nichale in the maska, he wants the liquid to come out. Therefore, that liquid is makshid oichel and causes it to be susceptible to mekabel tumah, according to Beit Shammai. While Beit Hillel disagrees, Beit Hillel said that the liquid that comes out of them is not makshid oichel. As according to Beit Hillel, even though he definitely wants the owl to soften up so that it will absorb the salt much better, but he doesn't want the liquid to come out, as the liquid will kind of ruin the taste when he ends up eating them. So therefore, according to Beit Hillel, since he doesn't want that liquid, it would not be makshid oichel. His lo nichale in the oil that comes out, he doesn't want the oil to come out, even though he wants it to soften up, and when it softens up, inevitably the oil comes out from the olives. But since he doesn't want that oil to ruin the taste, it is not makshir the oil. Hapotea zesim b'edayin tmeos. Tima. Somebody who squeezes the olives with hands that are tame. His hands will be metame the olives. As he squeezes the olives a little bit before he eats them, in order that a little liquid will come out, and that improves the taste. And since he wants that liquid to come out, so that liquid is makshir the olives. And his hands that are tame, his hands are sheni, will be metame the liquid that came out. And that is the din, that hands that are tame, hands that are a sheni, make mashke, make liquid into a rishon. That's a zera, dirabbana. So since the liquid becomes a rishon, it's metame, the olives become a sheni. So in this case, that he squeezes the olives before he eats them, since his hands are tame, he is metame the olives, making it into a sheni.